you just pray with me for a minute? Lord God, thank you that you are so faithful and good. God, that your mercy extends to us when we don't deserve it. God, flood us with your compassion and mercy through the reading of your word. God, that you would penetrate into our hearts. God, that we would feel your presence and love. Amen. This is a topic that gets to me. And last week, Pastor Bill preached on us becoming comfortable with our sin. What happens when we allow that sin to grow unchecked in our lives? It grows bigger. It takes over our lives. And it causes us to drift from God's presence. I'm sure that some of you know the account of Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts. And you're very familiar with it being preached as a way of talking about what we're to do with the monetary provisions that come into our lives. How we're to give that portion to the Lord faithfully. But what I want to focus on is the topic of honesty with God. Acts 5, starting with the first verse, it says, "Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, 'Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you've lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God.' When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him." Notice, Ananias and Sapphira held claim to the land that they sold. It was theirs. They didn't need to sell it. It was their choice. They decided that selling this portion of land, they were going to give a portion of that money earned to God. Good intentions. But Ananias didn't make good on his promise. It says that he held back a portion. He didn't give what he fully promised to God. And he made that claim before all the people in his village and before God himself. Ananias looked like a fool. And he wasn't honest with the Lord. And he wasn't honest with what he claimed he was going to give to God. It's what Peter says that's so profound. He says, "You've lied to God, not to man." As Christians, as followers of Christ, how often do we put on a good show for the people that we fellowship with? How often do we outwardly express that we are living the good, faithful life to men? And how often are we really dishonest about it before God? Just as Ananias and Sapphira came across as people who sought to do something pleasing to God before the eyes of men, we seek to put forth that good image of ourselves before our fellow man. We come to church on Sunday and we pray the prayers of repentance, but in reality, are we fully emptying ourselves of those sins that are laying dormant in our lives? Or are we only giving a portion of that to God? It's so easy for anyone, myself included, to repent of things that I don't mind people knowing about me. Father, I swore today I had too much to drink last night. I looked at a pretty girl. But then the reality that we don't repent of goes deeper than just those sins that are black and white, that are outwardly seen. The swearing is really linked to verbal abuse or having uncontrolled language. Drinking too much is really a daily occurrence. You looked at a pretty girl, but at home you're addicted to pornography. These are just a few examples of the sin that some people might be dealing with. But that's by no means an exhaustive list of sin. It's not that black and white. We can go on. Maybe you're guilty of gossip. Maybe you speak critically of others, or you bring judgment against other people. You see, what sin really is any action or word that doesn't reflect God's character. It goes so much deeper than the sins that the world paints as being unacceptable. It's what God sees as unacceptable. And we don't realize that, and we pass it off as not a big deal. See, we're okay with offering comfortable portions of our sin through repentance and confession. But we hold back all of our confession. So you think, big deal. What if I don't confess everything in my life? What if I decide to leave some things out? When we read what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, we can say, well, that seems pretty extreme that they got struck dead for lying to God. I would agree. I don't think God is going to strike any of us dead for not repenting of certain sins. But as believers, if we're seeking to live a pure and holy life that honors and glorifies God out and in the world and behind closed doors in our actions and in our thoughts, then we need to be fully honest with God about what we do, what we say, what we think. And we might not experience a physical death, but I can guarantee you we'll experience a spiritual death. And that might be the worst death of all. In Psalm 32, this is what David writes. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. I love David's transparency, and his heart just groans and aches to be reconnected to the love of the Father. He says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. And sin, unconfessed sin that we live with, when we continue to allow it to control our lives and take over areas of our lives, we become so weighed down and burdened. It's so hard. When we do not confess sin, do you know what we do? We forsake what Christ did on the cross. We don't seek that grace, that free gift of forgiveness. We allow Christ to die in vain. And it becomes so tiring living with sin. It becomes so tiring. Especially when the presence of God is departing. one final piece of scripture. David writes in Psalm 51. This is his prayer. David committed the egregious act of sending his friend to die in battle so that he could lay with his wife. And this is what he writes. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. David committed this sin and right away felt in his inmost being that he had grieved God. His bones ached and he prayed that God would restore that joy to him. When we have unconfessed sin and we go on living in life, not just not acknowledging it, but allowing it to take residence in our lives, it hinders our ability to fully worship God. It hinders us from experiencing and feeling the joy of the Lord. It keeps us from being filled with His grace and mercy. And David knew that. He says, let me hear joy and gladness. Church, the world has taught us, given us, fed us a bowl full of lies. That it's okay to keep things to yourself. Certain things to yourselves. It's okay to have secrets. It's okay to not reveal everything in your life. And that's a lie. Because as followers of Christ, as men and women who are seeking the face of our Lord, we need to be fully honest with everything. And this is the thing that I'm so passionate about, is that it breaks my heart to think that people in the church are incapable of feeling the joy of the gift that God has laid at our feet because we refuse to acknowledge a sin that lives inside of us. I have a wonderful wife and a beautiful daughter and another child on the way, and I've been very blessed. But the greatest blessing I've ever experienced in my life is feeling God's mercy and grace. Because I deserve none of it. But because He gave it to me, I can worship Him with such freedom and joy. My life has so much more value because I was honest with our Lord. I want all of you to know that feeling. I really do. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Please pray with me. God, You're so good. God, I pray that You would fill us all with Your joy. God, that you would help us all know, God, how bad you just want to draw us into you. God, that sin is not something to be scared of. It's not something to hide from. It's not something to run away from, God, but it's something to offer up to you as a sacrifice. God, I pray that you would break our hearts. God, I pray that you would reveal those parts in our lives, God, that are dishonoring and unpleasing to you, Father, so that we can return that to you, God, and that we can receive your grace and mercy and love and compassion. God, and it would change our lives. God, it would change our worship. God, our praises would be amazing. God, our lives of worship would be amazing. God, you wouldn't hold your Holy Spirit back from us, God, but you would pour it out. God, we would be people living in your fullness, God, not just receiving the portion of what you have to offer. God, you don't hold anything back from those who are faithful to you. God, I pray that we would be ever faithful. God, and that we would receive the full portion of what you want to give us, Lord. That we would receive the amazing gift, power of your Holy Spirit. God, that we would be drawn into deeper intimacy with you. God, and that we would feel your embrace all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray.